Okay, today is Daf Pei. We're on Ayin Testament Bay's bottom line. Hechi Dami Sris Chama. What is a Sris Chama? What's an example of a Sris Chama, which Rashi says on the bottom, the Kamarta, which we say, Shalohai Zalojas HaKosha, that there was never had a Shas Kosha, right? It was born that way. That's what Sris Chama means, you're born that way. So Amr of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, call any person Shalom Ra'a Sha'achas B'Kashruso. He never had even 1 hour of Kashrus in his life. So Minoya Dinan, how do you know that? How do you know? So Amar Abaya, call Hamatal Mayim. If somebody goes, a man, we'll talk about a man anyway, man goes to the bathroom, Ve'ena Osekipa. And when he urinates, he doesn't create an arc. Right. Mimai Have. So how do you get that way? How did that happen to this person? How'd that happen? So it happened because the ape ime betihara, his mother, while he was in the womb, while she was pregnant, she baked in the afternoon, v'shasya shichra marka, and she drank strong beer, and the heat of the beer and the heat of the noon and the heat of the oven caused him to have this problem. Amar Abba, Amar of Yosef, Hanu de Shemana liime. That's why I heard my mother say. The Amri she said, "Kol shemai imo lakui." Anything in the mother's womb will get hit. V'lo yedana mayniu. I didn't know what she was talking about. Now I know. So v'lechosh shema hivri bentayim. Maybe she got better. Maybe this person got better in between. Maybe he got better. How do you know he never got better? So kivon.
You're missing a good part here.
Kivan, since the Tchilaso Visofo Lokoi, since in the beginning and in the end he had this problem, Lochai Shinan, we're not Choshesh.
That
got better in the middle. Right? We're not Choshesh. Why should we be Choshesh for that?
Exactly.
So, 1 second. Masif of Murray. Rabbi Yochanan ben Antignus Omer, Botkin Oso Shalosh Pa'amim, Besoch Shmonim Yom. When you have a mum and an animal, and you want to see if the mum's temporary or not, you would check him out, and it has to be a kosher for an 80-day period. So you would check him out in the beginning, the middle, and the end. Second, by a mum, you check him out in the middle, taka. And over here we say, the beginning and the end is no good, the middle is also no good. Right, let's see Rashi inside. Bodkinoso. You see the Rashi, the Bodkinoso? Bibchoros koi. I'm talking about a bachar. Chavror, some kind of mum. V'amayim ha-kavuim. Hamayim hakavuim hareze mum. Some, I don't know what that is, but it's a kind of mum. Anyway, veizehu chavra hakavua. What is a chavra hakavua, which is a mum? Kol shasha shmonim yom. If an animal has that for 80 days, he has a mum. Right? So what would they do? So Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus, Omar Bodkin also shalosh pamim. Besoch pei, yom rosh pei, ubeemtza pei, ubesof pei. Why? Avo bedikat chila besof lo sagi. Checking in the beginning and the end is not enough. Why? Shema bein tayim avar v'nimtza she'en kavua. Right? Maybe it healed in the middle. And then it's not a kavua mum. V'lom rin hol v'tchas v'sof v'lok v'ad lo avar. We don't say, well, the beginning and the end were no good, so for sure he didn't get better.
Are we talking about animals also that it's in the reproductive system?
I don't think so. I think it's just a mum. So the idea is...
How can you compare them?
What?
How can you compare them?
Why?
Once it doesn't heal, and once it's in this part of the body, it does heal.
Oh, so the Gemara sort of gives that answer. He says, the Gemara answers, L'chad Eiver Cheshinan. For one body part, for one Eiver to say that it got healed, maybe Taka got healed. You must check him out in the middle. L'kule Gufa for the whole body. He's a whole body problem, right? He's a spirit. The whole body. Look, Hashina. How's that getting better? So you're right. Exactly the point. Okay. Rabbi. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, low key. Rabbi Eliezer argued and said, a Sris Chama can do Chalitza, and you can do Chalitza on his wife. Right? Why? Because he has a refuah. What the refuah is, I don't know. But there's a refuah out there. He can get better.
He's never married.
What?
Should never marry.
No, that's not a refuah.
Is it? Should never marry, I'll say. A Swiss
Kama? I think you're going to say.
What's wrong?
But if he did marry,
right.
And he dies without children, which will probably happen because you can't have children. And if he did, someone else can do chalitza to his wife.
Yeah.
As opposed to, she doesn't go off scot-free. Yeah. The brother has to do chalitza. And the opposite, if his brother died, he does chalitza.
So
why?
He can do yibum too?
No, he can't do yibum. But he can do chalitza. It's not like an erva. That's the point. It's not an erva where, like Reuven married Shimon's daughter. Right? Where he married the brother's daughter. It's not like that. Yibum not. Right? The chalitza, yeah. So, Verminu, 1 second. Ben Eshim Shana, if somebody's 20 years old, Velo Hevi Shtei Sairos, and he didn't bring 2 Sairos, meaning he's not halachically an adult yet, Yavi Raya Shu Ben Eshim, he has to bring a Raya that at least he's 20 years old, show his birth certificate, Vehu Hasrith, then he's classified as a Sris. How long are you waiting? Look, right, so we said Beit Hillel said you wait till 20. Lo Choletz, Velo Misyab, Lo Choletz, Velo Miyabim. In such a case, no Chalita, no Yibum.
Is a Swiss the equivalent of an ILS?
Yes. Yes, exactly what it is. Bas Esrim, if it's a 20-year-old girl, Velo Havi, Shtei Sairos, she also never matured. Yavi Raya Shehi Bas Esrim, she has to show she's really 20 years old, Taka. What? Vihiya Islandis, and she becomes an Islandis, Lo Choletzes, Velo Misya Bemes. Okay? Divrei Beit Hillel, oh, here it is. Beishame Omrim, Vizeh Vizeh Bishmon Esrei. No, they're both at 18, not at 20, at 18. Okay, otherwise he agrees.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hazachar Kedivr Beit Hillel, says Rabbi Eliezer, by a 20-year-old, I agree with Beit Hillel. By a man, I agree with Beit Hillel. For the kevel, divrei Beit Shammai. But by a woman, I agree with Beit Shammai. And they should isha mamheres lavo lefnei oish. Because women mature faster than men. Okay, very good. What's the kasha? What do you see from here? That a Sris Chama does not do chalita. In the Mishnah, he said, no, they do chalita because they have a refuah. And here he says, I hold like Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Says, no, that's it. It's over. No chalita. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers. It's a kasha. It's a kasha. Yeah. Women mature fair.
18 years old.
I know. So do
it. Mom Harris.
More than 2 by a boy, you wait till 20.
So that's also my Mom Harris. I mean, these are not regular cases.
I know. So
that Mom Harris would be if she matured at age 10. That'd be Mom Harris.
Since women, girls sometimes do mature at age 10 and boys don't. So when we're deciding how when to make the cutoff, I would really make it at 20. No, I'd really make it at 20. But for girls, since they mature faster, I'm going to make it 18. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah for girls. Right? They become islands at a younger age. That's a chumrah. It's a huge chumrah. The Bishama is more machna, right? So okay.
And let's say they get married and the brother dies before he turns 20.
We're going to have that question in a minute. Amar Rabbi Bar Dikla by Zekule Amar Shmuel. So how do we enter? How do we reconcile the stira in Rabbi Eliezer? In the our Mishnah, he said yes chalitza, and then this other brayse he said no. How do you resolve that? Amar Rabbi Bar Dikule Amar Shmuel Chazer Bo Rabbi Eliezer. He changed his mind. In other words, he took one of them back. Which one did he take back? Oh, Amar Ibay Lahu Mi Ma Mihu Hader Bay. Which one did he take back? Which one did he retract? Tashma, I'll tell you. The Tanya, we have another bright that says like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Sris Chama, Choletz v'choltzim l'ishto. There is Chalitza. Why? Shekein, b'minon? B'minon? Shekein, b'minon? We find in these species, in these kinds of people, Misrapin v'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. There's such a thing as a refuah. So we have another memra where he agreed that they do have chalitza. So we assume two times he said this thing. One time he said no. Chances are he changed his mind and he agreed that yeah, there is. Why? Because there is a refuah. In Alexandria, they have such a procedure over there. You can go there to the special clinic, right? And they can help you.
The sulfur baths in Alexandria.
The what?
The sulfur baths. Yeah, baths.
Okay. Right? That's one answer. That's one answer. One answer is he changed his mind. Rabbi Elazar Omer. No, another answer. La'olam lo hadar bei. He didn't change his mind. And there is no doubt. There is no question that there is no question that what?
Well,
There is no question that our Mishnah, he said, yes. Why? Because it's a refuah. When it said that they turn 18 and 20, that's regarding onshin. What does that mean regarding onshin? Let's see Rashi. Hazacha, it's a little further down where we are. Like almost where the lines start getting wider. Hazacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. Lava ma'ad amri lo cholet. Nothing to do with chalitza. Nothing to do with that. Ella la'ashminan da'ad chiyehei ben esrim, until he's 20, chashvinan le cotton. We treat him like a cotton. Im lo hevi, if he doesn't have any signs of maturity. So the guy can be 16 years old.
So
but he's still... Yeah, maybe, yeah. It could be, yeah. We won't let such a person lean. And leaning we will, because it's a derabanan.
I'm making kiddush on Shabbos.
I'm not joking. Have a parsha zachar, they won't let.
I'm making kiddush, being motzi someone.
Maybe being motzi someone. Can he be part of a minion? So minion, maybe, yeah, because it's a derabanan. So derabanan, he's an adult. Right? But on doraisa things, we would not treat him as an adult. Once he turns 20, he's a gadol no matter what. I don't care how mature or not. He's 20 years old. The fact that he has no maturity, that means he's a sris. It doesn't mean he's not an adult anymore, right? Im lo hevi ela shehu sris v'chayev ba'onshin shebatorah. Now you become chayev and all onshin. That's all he meant when they had this whole discussion of 18-20. That's all it was. Had nothing to do with chalitza. You're right. I hold chalitza, yes. Why? Because it can get better. There's a refuah out there. But in terms of when he said over here no, what he meant was onshin. Okay? That is going to prompt the Gemara to ask classic Gemara question. You ready? Itmar, what about the following case? Achal chelev mi ben shteim esrei v'yomechad ad ben shmon esrei. When this person was 15 years old, 16 years old, 17 years old, the person did not avera, but the person didn't have any signs of maturity. So the person did not avera. Now, what's the story with such a person? We just said a second ago, no onesh. Why? Halachically a cotton. Even though she's 15 years old, halachically a cotton, v'noldubo simone sris, and he developed simone sris, right? Which means that it looks like it's just going to be a sris over here. V'yachaka chevi shtei sairos, and now, look at this. What? Brought some on him. Right? Now he brought some on him.
I don't understand the question.
What?
V'noldubo, 17. What? He didn't mature because he's an old and low Swiss.
Right.
So he wasn't developed.
It means he wasn't developed,
and then he developed.
No.
Yeah, it didn't change.
An old sounds like he developed something negative, right? An old and low somebody Swiss.
Because
right?
If you don't mature, the default is you're a Swiss. Yeah. That's the default. So we thought, look at this Nebuchadnezzar, it's going to be a Swiss. A very late bloomer.
A very late bloomer, right.
That's what happened. That's all that happened. So 15 years old, doing a virus. I'm a cotton, what can you do to me? Then, late bloomer, at 18 years old, boom. We're about to write off this person. Boom, got some on him.
I guess he's not a Swiss.
Now, do we say that you become a gadol now, retroactive to age 12 and 13? Because you have the simanim now.
Yes, you have simanim now.
So does it go from now, or does it just a late bloomer? So really, you come back to 13. So all the chel, if you ate, you're chayah for now. That's the Gemara's question.
There's no onshin at 17 anyway. Is
what?
There,
what do you mean?
All onshin is at 20, I thought we said.
We're not Bezit Shomaila.
No,
Bezit Shomaila, maybe there's an Indian like that. Hashem waits till 20.
Will you punish the 13?
Of course.
I'm told 20 is only
so
mild?
Yeah. So what you're saying is, this kasha means that if we see Shnei Saros, they bring Simonim at 18, he was actually a cotton at 13?
Gadol at 13. Yes, yes. Why? Because the Simonim show that. Why are they so late? Because they're late.
So what difference is this from the one before, case before that there's a cure?
What?
There's a cure.
That's a good question. Tosfos asked that question. So Tosfos says... But the cure, yes, I think Tosfos says that cure, that's not going to happen on its own.
Why not?
No, you have to go to some doctor, and I don't know if it's foolproof, but it doesn't work for everybody. So if you don't have any simonim on your own, you're a Swiss after 20. Now you can go get yourself some cure. All right. But here it happened naturally. It was late. Right? A different thing. So Rav Amar... Nasa Sris Lamafreya. you become a Swiss retroactively. It means you become a healthy person retroactively. Right? Ushmul Omar, cotton haya ba osisha. No. And when you at 15 you were a cotton. Now you became a gadol.
From now on.
Wasn't
it? I don't know. He said that's a Swiss lamafreya. He brought Shesha.
It doesn't mean right. It means a healthy person lamafreya. Yeah, it's a funny log. Funny lashon. Now Tosfos asked an unbelievable question. When you have a 15-year-old person like this about to eat chalev, what hasra do you give them? What do you say? You better not eat that. Because if you get some on him, then look, you're going to be chayiv. Isn't right. That called Hasra Safik? Why not? Chatas means you did a pishogeg.
Right,
no, we always talk in terms of chatas because we want to be nice. We don't want to ever say people in the Gemara did things b'mezer. What? Because you can't punish somebody if you don't give Hasra. So look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Nasa Srisla Mafreya. The lucky, and the person will get Malkus, unlike what the art school said. The lucky, Tosfos argues in the art school. The art school said, it's only Chatos. Tosfos says, the lucky, get Malkus, al chelev sha'achal, on the chelev that was eaten, the lo chashiv hasra suffik. It's not a hasra suffik, afal gaf, even though the bishas hasra, at the time of the hasra, haya suffik, shema yevi cyrus kodem yudches. There's a suffix about that. The hashta now.
What do you mean? There was no suffix.
What do you mean?
He did not bring.
No. If you go to an 8-year-old kid, you better not eat that.
Oh, you're going to worry about
what's going to happen to the kid? Nothing. He's a cotton. So right. Over here, but he was 16 years old as a cotton. So what'd you tell him? You better not eat that. Because if you develop some on him, limafre, you're going to be an adult, you're going to be chayiv over here.
Chazaka until you're 20.
What?
So you have a chazaka, then you're become a man. So you
considered
a
gogo,
maybe.
No, but if you never get this, how do you view it? So the hashta miha igloy lemafreya shahaya gadol b'shas hasra. You see now that it was a gadol. Velo dummy. Now tells us like this. Velo dummy. It's not like the following case. What happened? A woman got divorced. A woman was married to Reuven. She got divorced and she remarried Shimon. Without waiting 3 months. She didn't wait. She married right away.
Remarried.
She was married to Reuven. Reuven divorced her. She remarried Shimon without waiting 3 months. Baby's born 7 months later. Who's the father? We don't know. So what happens? The boy goes over and hits Reuven. And he goes over and hits Shimon. And he gives Masra. You better not hit that guy. Maybe it's your father. That guy, maybe it's your father. That's Hasra Safek. Maybe it's your father. If you don't hit either of them. That's one of them is definitely the father.
Maybe not.
Why not? No, because we have a presumption that all women, most women stay with their husbands.
Okay.
Otherwise, no one ever can have a father.
Right?
So we don't have a rule. There's a rule like that, right? Rove be'ilos acha habal. So it's one of these two. So if I warn you, don't hit either of them. I don't know which one's the father. Nobody knows. Right. It's one of those two guys, right? What's Rashi say? V'lo dummy. Lahaka ezeh, where he hits Reuven, v'chaza v'hika ezeh, and then he goes ahead and hits Shimon. Da'af la'acha shehika eshnehem. Even after he hit both of them, lo yada ezeh. We still don't know who the father is. Nothing changed.
But you know, he knows.
So what's the difference between that case and this case? Here we say it's revealed l'mafreya. You're an adult, and you could say it's revealed your father. We're just not sure.
Which one?
Revealed 2 years later. Not revealed at the time you do it.
What?
One revealed in 2 years.
Exactly. So that's what that was part of his question.
It's not similar.
It's not similar?
No, because here, if you're hitting the two men, one of them is going to be the father.
You just don't know which one.
You just don't know.
So the suffix.
You may never get sick.
The suffix is never revealed. The suffix is never revealed. Right? The fact that you happen to do both of them doesn't change the fact that the suffix never revealed.
Right, but one of them is your father.
Correct, but since the suffix is never revealed, it's Hasra suffix. And you're going to be putter even if you hit both of them. But here, the suffix got revealed.
That's the difference.
The suffix got revealed, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Right? Good? Very good. Okay. Now, you hear this? So it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on this crazy case. Right? Maskeflor of Yosef. One second. Lirav, according to Rav, Islanitz Lirav Meir, Yehelo Knas. In Islanitz, according to Rav Meir, there should be a Knas. What's going on here? So it's, we have to, this we need Rashi. Lirav, it's a, I don't know, what, halfway down the fat lines. Lirav, according, right in the middle of the page, right in the middle of the line. Lirav, the Amar who said, Nasa Gadol Amafrei Amiyud Bezeilech, you retroactively go back to being 12, right? So let's say a man, Islanitz, Lirav Meir, Yehelo Knas of Chamishim Kesef. It should be a knas of 50 ketzef. You're not allowed to seduce or rape any girl. And if you do, you have to pay 50 ketzef. Right? So, Alama Tanya be Mesechtes Ksuvas, why did we learn in Mesechtes Ksuvas? Islanitz ain't lo knas. If you seduce an islanitz, you don't have to pay a knas. Velo fitui be elu nairis. That is also no, one's raping or one's seducing. Right? Umokmina la kirav meir, damar, kitana ain lo knas. A kitana has no knas. The island is, howl, the ain lo cyrus, kitana who has his din of a kitana, biyamim shahaya ruuya lanairos. When she was able to be a naira. You can only be a naira for 6 months. From 12 to 12 and a half. So what if she's an islandess? Says Rav Meir, you're not chayef. Why? Because you're only chayef on a naira. You're not chayef on an islandess. It was if Rav holds it goes retroactive, so why are you not chayev? Why are you not chayev? Should be definitely chayev, right? V'lo amrin on kivush avur yudches v'lo hevia nasas gedol lemafrei lechayev knas. Right? We don't say that. Why not? According to Rav, you go lemafreya. Right? So why over here by the case of a naira don't you go lemafreya? Why not? So the Gemara gives it's very. It's an answer that can only make sense in that world. Amar le abaya mikatnusa yotza lebagar. Because in that case, when we retroactively, she doesn't become a naira retroactively. She goes from katana to an adult to what she called a bogeris. That naira stage gets skipped over. So therefore, technical reason why there won't be a knas in such a case. She becomes an adult, 100%. Rav says lemafreit, but she's not never was a naira, and these isurim only apply to a naira. Only that, it's only that little window. And if she retroactively she becomes an adult, that window gets lost.
If you're honest, the katana, you don't see the firework?
No.
No punishment
for that? No. Amalei, Kalki Hani Mili Mal Yusa Yisharmu Mishat Mishmei. You should say all these wonderful things in my name, in Greece, great vorts. The Tanya, Ein Asris Nidon Ki Bensora Amora. Asris can't be a Bensora Amora. Why not? Because Lafisha ain ben sora umora needan el bechasim azaka tachton. A ben sora umora has to have Cyrus. Has to. Otherwise, it's not a ben sora umora. And this doesn't have.
Ben sora umora is that one in between stage.
Yeah, but there has to be something there. There has to be Cyrus. You're right. It can only be like, you're 100% right.
At 12, 3 months, 13.
It's a 3 month window. Right. But during those 3 months, he has to be an adult. You can't be chayef somebody for the cotton. There has to be some. The Ain Islandess Nidonas Kinaira Hamurasa, and an Islandess can't be an Ira Murasa, like we just said. Shemikak Nusa Yatsa Labagar, because retroactively there is no Naira stage. She goes from a cotton straight to a guzzle.
So why didn't this case only ask the same question again?
What? No, he's just saying, say it in my name. No, he said, say it in my name. I said the same vart. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Simone Sris Vailanis, the Simonim of a Sris or an Islandess. This is hard. The next one, Uben Shmona, a baby born in the 8th month, which we don't assume will last. Ain Osin Behemaisa, we're not busy with these people. Ad Jehei Ben Esrim, until they turn 20 years old. Why? They're in the category of someone who, so Rashi says, look at the bottom Rashi, second to last line. Uben Shinolad Lechet, now. What it means by an islandess and a sris, what it means is that we don't cheshbon them to be bar kayama. No, that's a hard thing to say. Yeah. The 10-year-old kid running around, he's not a bar kayama. That's what ben ches. So he survived, the 8-month-old. But he's not a bar kayama at 10 years old? You don't have to give him food? You let him starve? Obviously not. So by what it means, ein behem maisa, it says, we're not going to be established bivados, that they're adults, or that they're not adults, till 20. That's all it means.
to be doing that, and might have been certain where in this particular case at age 15.
It wouldn't, no, it wouldn't count. Right. That's, they can't be Ben Sorumar. It's impossible.
Right, it doesn't go back to age 15.
No, no.
Why?
It just doesn't. That's all it means. So Rashi says over here, look at the bottom. She nolad leches chadashim. It was born an 8-month old, a baby born in the 8th month, which the Gemara assumed could not survive. Ain osin bo maisa. We don't do anything. Lahachziko ke ben kayana b'shvil samanim. To say the ben kayama because of the samanim. He's got samanim. Klomar, afal pi shegamru simane sa'aru tziparnav, even though the hair and nails are finished, kishenolad, and he got born, afilu hachi, lo amina bar kayamahu, vadai, we don't say he's a vadai ben kayama, ajihei ben esrim shana, until he turns 20. What the nafkamina is, I don't know. What are we not doing for this child?
So now, 20 is go retroactive?
That's a machlokas. So, says the Gemara, uben shmona mikachai, can a Ben Shimona even live? For a Tanya, but we learned, Ben Shimona, you have an 8-month-old baby, Harehu ke'even, it's like an even, V'asilo taltalo, you're not allowed to touch it. On Shabbos.
Oh.
Right, the Chazanish says, we don't hold like this. We don't hold like this today. Aval imo, shokhalov umeinikto, but the mother can nurse him, b'bnei sakana. Rashi says it's a sakana for the, Rashi says it's a sakana shnehem. Rashi says, shnehem, haben v'ha'im, both of them. Okay, it's hard to figure out, right? But there shouldn't be too much milk, and the mother can get sick. So what does it mean, shneihem? Only his mother, right? Anyway, hachamayeskinan. So the answer is shegamru simanov. No, the 8-month-old, the simanim were finished. The baby came out with hair and nails. That's a simon. So then, what? How did it get born in the 8th month? So we say it was a 7-month-old that was late. Ditanya, Ezu ben Shimona, what's an 8-month-old baby? A baby born in the 8th month. Kol shalom, kol lo chadashav. It didn't get completed. Rabbi Omer, simanim mochichin alav. The simanim prove that it was okay. Saro, what's he part of? Shalogarmu. If the nails and hair is not completed, it's a problem. Taima de logarmu. The problem is, it wasn't completed. Hagarmu. But if it was completed, Amrina, we would say, Hi Barzayin, who was a 7-month-old, I wish to Uwe who dishtahai. It just got delayed, right? And by the way,
Does that mean he's an 8-month baby?
Even though that's all true, and then Rabbi Avoh comes along and says, even though that's all true, he still has to wait till 20. Still have to wait till 20. Now, what are we waiting till 24? I'm not 100% sure. What are we waiting for?
How does that affect him? Like, what do you do?
What?
What do you not do for him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does he have a bar mitzvah? Or isn't he?
I don't know. Elaha, the Ovid, Rav Tosfa. What about this crazy case? Uvda, there was a story. Beisha, there was a woman. Shalach Banal and Medina Sayam. Her husband was away. Vishtoi ad Tresi Yarche Shata. He was away for 1 year. Right? The Achshur, and the baby was born a year later. So now, how on earth is this baby not a mamzer? The husband's away. The husband's in China. And the baby's born a year later. So how is this baby not a mamzer? Said Rav Tosva, the achshere, the baby is kosher, not a mamzer. Why? Kiman, ki Rebbe, like Rebbe, the Amar who said, Mishtaha, the baby stuck around in the womb for an extra, waiting for daddy to come home. Right?
Oh boy. I'll tell you more if you believe that.
Now, yourself. What? Now, Kibun de Ika. By the way, the truth is that's a Das Yachid. Right? So Rav Tosva Paskin like a Das Yachid. Like, so, you know.
Rabbim.
What? Against the Rabbim. Kibun de Ika, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amar Mishtoi, Kirabim, Avad. No, there's also Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel who said the same thing. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Kal Shasha, Lamid Yom, Ba'adam, Ein a Nefel. If the baby delayed 30 days, it's not an AFL. Okay?
No,
what?
It's a newborn that survives for 30 days.
It's not an AFL.
Right. So how does that do with that?
Huh?
Yeah, so how does that do with lingering in the...
I'm trying to solve it.
So he sees
it,
so he says that
an 8-month-old
baby,
yeah,
it survives
30
days. It's not
a problem.
Right.
Okay, so how does that show that delaying is okay? How does that show about delaying?
What's that show about delaying?
Yeah, it doesn't, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay.
He's talking about the delay for the 10th month.
No, it went
to the 10th month.
So we'll assume that it's 7 months and it's also delayed.
Right, okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ezehu Sris Chama. What's a Sris Chama? What does that mean? What is the definition? Kal Shu Ben Esrim is 20, Velo Hevi Shtei Cyrus. Vafilu Hevi L'Achamikan. Even if he gets Cyrus at 23, Harehu Kisris Chol Dvarov. He's a Sris. Yeah, that's how long you have. Ve'eluhein simanim. What are the simanim of a Sris? Kol she'ein lazakan. No facial hair. It's a machlokas, which zakan this is. The upper hair or the lower hair. V'sa'iro lakui. The hair is very smooth. What does lakui mean?
Soft.
U'besaro machlet. The skin is very smooth. Rishur ben Galil omer mishur ben Yehuda. Ben Yoyer. Kol she'ein meim of ma'ilin v'sichus. His urine doesn't have those that like foam, what froth? Yeah, the Yesh Omrim. Others say kol sheshichva zaro doche. His shichva zara is watery. The Yesh Omrim kol sheein meiraglav mechmachmitin. The a similar thing. His urine doesn't have machmitin. What is machmitin?
Ferment.
Acher Omrim kol sheroches bimos hakeshamim. You take a bath in the winter time. Vein b'saro ma'ale hevel, and your body doesn't let off any heat. Now I'm going to show what that means. This is simanim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer kol shekolo lakui. His voice also soft. Vein anikar ben ishal isha. You can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. What a high pitched voice, right? Veizu islandus. What's an islandus? Kol shehi bas esrim, 20 years old. Velo hevi beis iris. Afilu hevi lacham ikan. Hareu ki islandus lechol devareha. You're like an islandus in all ways. Ve'elu hein simoneha. What are the simanim of an islandus? Kol she'ein lo dadim. Person doesn't have any breasts. Umiskashe b'shas tashmish. And so officially this means, Rashi says this means, umiskashe b'shas tashmish. Tashmish kashala. Tashmish is painful for her. The Rambam says, she'ein lo taiva l'kach. She doesn't want it. No taiva for it. Rishur ben Gamliel Omer, kol she'ein... That's why I said that, Rabbi, just to hear the comment. If she make a little Omer, kol she'ein la, she puli me'ayim kinashim. She doesn't have some kind of, I don't know exactly what this means, some kind of sloping her figure doesn't really look like a woman's figure. If she make a little Omer, kol she'kola ave, she has a deep voice, the ain't any cares, but isha le'ish. You can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. Itmar. Simone Swiss, Rav Huna Omer, Achi He Kulam. Rav Huna says, you have to have all of them. All these Simonim. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, I feel Echad Mem, even one of them. Hechi Dami, Hecha Dehevi Beit Cyrus, Bezakon, if you have no hairs, Kuli Amalo Pligi, Achi He Kulam, then you have to have the rest of them. Ki Pligi, the Homach Locus is, Bishalo Hevi. When you don't have Cyrus, Ella had the Amale Rabba Baravua Le Rabbanon Ayna Be Rav Nachman. Go check out Rav Nachman. E Bisara Maila Hevel. If his body let get off that heat, Esiv Le Bras. And then otherwise we could let the daughter get married to him. We could let the daughter get married because he's not a Swiss. Kiman. Who does that go like? Kirav Huna. You just have to check one simon. Now, how could they argue on a Metzias? How could they argue on a biological question? What makes a Swiss? Is it all these simonim or just one of them? It's a difficult.
He has two Cyrus.
What?
He brought two Cyrus.
So the Gemara says, "Lo, Rav Nachman." I'm not sure what this means. Sichi diknahu lay. He did have hair, but they were scattered around. So is that considered Cyrus? So that you have to check that out, because then we want to know: do we need other simanim also? Just two more lines, and then two more lines. Hasrith lo choleitz v'lo miyabim v'chil aylanis. Katani, Sirius Dumi the Islands. A Sirius and an island are together. Ma Islandus Bidei Shemayim, a Sirius Bidei Shemayim. Right? Islandus is that happens from Hashem. Hashem does that. So to a Sirius, Vistama, Kirbi Akiva, Damar Bidei Adam in, Bidei Shemayim low. Okay? So Tosfos here asks an unbelievable question. He says, one second. According to Rav Huna, that he needed every simon. Right? According to Rav Huna, he needed every simon. So we have a sheet that's called Rav Meir. And Rav Meir says that a katan can't do yibum because maybe he'll be an islandus. Maybe he'll be a Swiss. And a katana, maybe they'll turn into an islandus.
Yeah, but that's only the line.
Right. So Tosfos, yes, but one second. But if you hold that you need every simon, some of the simonim are already here when you're a child. And if you don't have the simonim, it's not going to be a sris. Right? It's a good, very good question. Some of the simonim are at birth. Some of the simonim only come later. The voice and all that comes later. But some of the simonim are already at birth.
For every person, or just for Sris.
So what kind of chashash is this? We don't let Ketanim do Yibam and Chalitza. Maybe they'll turn into Srises.
Yeah.
You already know they're not going to be a Sris.
That's
the
one at birth.
At birth, you know already they're not. If they have the simonim, they have to wait now, because maybe the more simonim will come. But if they don't have them at birth,
that's it.
You know they're good. So what kind of deal is that?
That's
no Ketanim, because maybe they'll be. What do you mean? They're not guys, a normal kid.
Yeah, but not all
doesn't have hair like this, doesn't have a body like this, doesn't have a voice like this. You know already. And every simon you don't know yet. You don't know if they're going to have Shtei Sairus. This is a 5-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid. You don't know yet. But you know they have other simon they don't have. So what do you have to wait for? Why is there ever a chashash? Maybe they'll turn into a Smith. Not going to turn into a Smith. You already know they're not. The urine urinates properly. You already know all that. Very good question, no?
Why do you question maybe
you'll
turn it
serious? That's
Remeir
Shita.
A lot of people don't.
So also, Remeir is for the Miyot. The Gemara talks about that. Remeir is Choshish for the Miyot. But now, it's not even true. What Miyot? You know already this kid's normal. So he answers, Tosin, it's a very good question. Tosin's answer is, you're right. It's a suffix, Swiss. Maybe Vadai, maybe suffix. We're not 100% sure. You have to give some answer like that. Even though the kid looks like he's not going to be a Swiss. Right? All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the bottom two dots. Everybody have a very good day. And a Freilich and Chanukah and a Guten Chodesh.